Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 17th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99, and the dew point is 37 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A major entertainment development for a Wichita suburb.
The owners of Wichita's largest health club chain, Genesis, says they'll use star bond incentives to build what's being called Derby Shores, a massive recreation and entertainment facility that will have a 4.5-acre lagoon with white sandy beaches, zip lining, and a BMX track. There's also a hotel and senior housing development in the plans. The state Star Bond program uses sales tax dollars to develop tourism attractions. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Nearly 50 animals have been removed from a home in Reno County. The sheriff's office responded to a home in Nickerson for an animal welfare check, and with help from the Hutchinson Animal Shelter, removed 49 animals from the home. The Reno County Attorney's Office is reviewing the case. The Hutchinson Animal Shelter, Kingman County Humane Society, Golden Belt Humane Society, and the Pratt Area Humane Society are taking care of the animals. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly signed a legislation making Kansas the first state to implement a program enabling children 16 years or older who are in the foster care system to select an adult to form a legal permanent relationship with, rather than follow the standard pathways of family reunification, adoption, or appointment of a guardian. Kansas youth at least 16 years of age and preparing to age out of the foster care system could choose to be part of the Support, Opportunity, Unity, and Legal, or SOUL, program, giving them authority to select one or more adults they trust to help guide them into adulthood. And this legal association would have most, but not all, features of a parent-child bond. SOUL would extend state funding and services to help someone exiting foster care to better appreciate how to live independently while tethered to assistance to help secure employment, complete college, and find safe housing. Governor Kelly stated that this legislation is transformational for Kansas kids, as with this fourth pathway, they can ensure more children have a say in the environment they grow up in and the adults who are raising them. Under the model supported by the Annie E. Casey Foundation and written into House Bill 2536 with bipartisan support of the Kansas legislature, SOUL enrollees wouldn't be required to terminate legal relationships with birth parents or siblings, nor would it relieve biological parents of certain obligations, such as payments of child support. The bill would require a district court to make certain a SOUL child had access to the maximum allowable benefits available under other legal permanency options. And when considering a SOUL partnership, the court would give consideration to appointing a relative or an individual with whom the child had close emotional ties. And the statute would terminate the Department for Children and Families' custody of the child once the SOUL relationship was affirmed by the court. According to a preliminary damage report from the National Weather Service in Hastings, Nebraska, there were two confirmed tornado touchdowns early on Tuesday in north central Kansas and south central Nebraska. One tornado touched down from 1:53 to 2 a.m. in Smith County, and the tornado moved across rural areas of northern Smith County, north of Athol. According to the National Weather Service, it had a width of 35 yards and was on the ground for 6.9 miles. It damaged some trees near its starting point and turned over a small mobile building along its way north. And the tornado also passed near a local limestone quarry. The tornado was rated EF0 with estimated maximum winds of 65 miles per hour. The other tornado was reported at 2:28 a.m. in Webster County, Nebraska, near Cowles. It was also rated EF0 with estimated maximum winds of 65 miles per hour and was on the ground less than 1 mile in open country before crossing U.S. 281 a couple of miles northwest of Cowles. The tornado caused minor damage to some trees and a cornfield. However, there were no injuries in either tornado. Kansas Works is hosting a virtual statewide job fair from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. next Wednesday, April 24th. Registration is required, and you can pre-register online at app.premiervirtual.com. Employers from across the state will have a variety of employment opportunities, and job seekers will have the opportunity to chat live with and interview virtually with employers. You can connect to the job fair on your computer, smartphone, or tablet, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Kansas Works is hosting the next State of Kansas Agency Job Fair on May 22nd and a statewide job fair on June 26th. For more information, you can visit kansasworks.com. Governor Kelly issued a proclamation declaring April as Kansas Safe Digging Month, and the proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects. The Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, Kansas Utilities, and Governor Kelly are encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient outages. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig, and calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Locate requests can also be made online at kansas811.com. Excavators and homeowners are required to make a request at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project. Then professional locators are sent to the digging site to mark the approximate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint. Once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Every digging project, no matter how large or small, requires a call to 811, and there's no charge to have utility lines marked. To learn more about 811 and Safe Digging Month, you can visit call811.com, and more information about Kansas 811 is available at kansas811.com. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Secretary of State's office confirmed on Tuesday that organizers with the No Labels Nebraska Party have gathered enough signatures to be officially recognized as a political party in Nebraska. However, voters will not be allowed to register with the political party until after the May 14, 2024 primary. And this means that voter registration for the No Labels Nebraska Party will begin on May 15th. Under Nebraska state law, any newly formed political party must gather signatures totaling at least 1% of the total votes cast for governor in the most recent general election. The required number of signatures for the No Labels Nebraska Party was 6,728. However, they collected 16,175 valid signatures from registered Nebraska voters. No Labels Nebraska Party organizers then proceeded to file sample new political party petitions in November 2023, submitting the completed petitions for review. The No Labels Nebraska Party will be the fifth recognized political party in Nebraska after the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, Libertarian Party, and the Legal Marijuana Now Party. The Dawson County Sheriff's Office reported that a Wisconsin man has died after he shot himself in the head following a traffic stop in which he refused to exit his vehicle as instructed by officers. The Dawson County Sheriff's Office said 22-year-old Lyndon M. Long was driving a Toyota Camry with an Indiana license plate, possibly traveling westbound on Interstate 80, when they stopped him on April 8th. They said Long had a federal arrest warrant for bank robbery and was suspected of being armed and dangerous. According to the Dawson County Sheriff's Office, they conducted a traffic stop at the westbound Gothenburg off-ramp. However, Long refused to listen to verbal commands and refused to exit the car. Deputy said he then fled from them, going towards the 300 block of Platte River Road in Gothenburg, but came to a stop at a dead end. Deputies reported that they later heard a single gunshot come from the Toyota Camry and found Long had suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. When they found him, he was transported to CHI Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney, where he passed away in the hospital on April 13th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on April 8th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweet Center by President Michael Terry, and six members were present, so a quorum was declared. A motion was made by Jennifer Miller and seconded by Dina Winty to approve the consent agenda as presented, and the motion carried 6-0. Kevin Fonder, the new CEO at the Norton County Hospital, came in to introduce himself to the Board of Education, and Superintendent Corey Roy introduced City Administrator James Maru to talk about the traffic issue at Eisenhower during drop-off and pickup times. James mentioned that they have had several public safety meetings to come up with solutions to help with the traffic issues at Eisenhower. Superintendent Roy then mentioned that they will start working on the gym floors at the East Campus this week. Teresa Schultz and student helper Tyler Malding gave a presentation on a hydroponics tower that she uses in her classroom. She received the tower after receiving a grant from the Kansas Foundation for Ag, and the hydroponics tower can grow plants without using soil. It uses water and light along with some nutrients. She said she's able to use this tower from physical science to chemistry. A motion was made by Dina Winty to approve the KASB Legal Defense Fund contract for the 2024-2025 year for $2,750 and the KASB Membership Option 1 for 24-25 for $9,123.78. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 6-0. The Board of Education then discussed making changes to cell phone policies for the upcoming school year. Eisenhower Elementary Principal Bobby Murray presented the board with the teachers who have graciously said they would teach summer school. There are two sessions. One is following right at the end of the current school year, and the other is right before the 2024-2025 school year starts in August. A motion was made by Jennifer Miller to approve the summer school plan of 2024 and seconded by John Granberry. The motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Jennifer Miller to approve the open enrollment of non-resident students as presented in March at the regular Board of Education meeting, and it was seconded by John Granberry. The motion passed 6-0. Jennifer Miller gave an update of the most recent NCKSEC board meeting. Dina Winty gave a recap of the curriculum meeting held during the previous month, and Michael Terry reported that the district held a PDC meeting last month, however, he was unable to attend. After three executive sessions to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of Keith Hauser as high school assistant football coach, and it was seconded by Jennifer Miller. The motion passed 6-0. Dina Winty moved to approve the nomination of Teresa Schultz as the science curriculum chair for USD 211 for the 2024-2025 school year. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 6-0. And Dina Winty moved to approve the March 26 PDC meetings minutes. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 6-0. After an executive session to discuss teacher negotiations under COMA, President Michael Terry adjourned the meeting at 9:30 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken patty, whipped potatoes, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 78 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 4 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers with increasing clouds and a low around 40. Should be windy tonight with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming north 25 to 30 miles an hour after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 60% tonight. On Thursday, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 58 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, there'll be increasing clouds with the low around 36 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 55. On Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain showers. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 48. On Sunday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 62. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 72. And on Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 69. Currently, with fair skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 82%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 29.99, and the dew point is 43 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Pui. The Chiefs are back for phase one of offseason workouts, but Patrick Mahomes and the offensive weapons aren't at One Arrowhead Drive. They're at what they call Camp Pat in Texas. That's Patrick Mahomes' home state, and he says the whole thing is a collaborative effort between him, Coach Reed, the entire offensive staff, and the players.
I wouldn't say that it's too much different than being up at the facility, but at the same time, I think just the guys hearing it from me, because we get the workouts in before the meetings, hearing how I explain things, how I explain the routes, what I'm kind of thinking, then getting to go into the meeting room and hear the coaches and how they explain this stuff and how do we blend that together. I think it's just that good one-on-one interaction with me. I mean, sometimes, especially this time of the year, those lines get long. A lot of receivers, a lot of tight ends, a lot of running backs, whatever it is. So to be able to explain my thought process one-on-one, I think it gives guys a good intro into what the coaches are thinking, and the coaches can really detail the details.
Phase two permits limited on-field work that will begin later in the month, and phase three, which includes OTAs, is set for May 20th. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model with 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice. Now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. The storm system that brought us severe weather yesterday is now lifting northeast across the upper Midwest. We have a cold front that's stationary across southeast Oklahoma and west central Texas. That's where the deep moisture resided to the south of that. Another upper-level trough across Canada and the Great Basin will move east into the Rockies and Northern Plains today. The front in southeastern Oklahoma, that's going to be lifting north into Kansas. That system will make its way into the plains overnight with a warm front across the central part of the state. Thunderstorms are expected to develop overnight, with some of those producing very large hail into mid-morning on Thursday. We'll turn cooler tomorrow with frost and freeze possibilities by Saturday night into Sunday morning. In northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s, 78 likely in the south-central part of the state, and upper 70s in northeastern Kansas. Mostly sunny mid-80s in southwestern Kansas, 85 in south-central Kansas, and mostly sunny 84 in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we saw beef and pork values that were weaker yesterday, but that made the cattle trade at the Merck come off of their day's highs overall. Cattle on feed report comes out on Friday. Remember on the marketings and placements, we had two less days in the month of March than we normally would as well. No cash trade as of yet. Bids and offers also have been scarce. Overnight grain trades generally weaker, but it did come off of the morning's lows to trade just about steady. Wheat about a half cent higher. Corn steady to slightly higher, and soybeans are steady to just a bit weaker. This is the Kansas Ag Network.